Welcome, welcome to Crypto Chat with Chapo, the edgiest podcast in the crypto realm. I'm your host, the crypto connoisseur, Chapo, ready to deep dive into the fascinating world of cryptocurrencies, NFTs, and all things crypto related. But hold on tight, my friends, because this is not your average finance show. We're not here to give you boring investment advice or financial jargon. Oh no, we're here to rock your world with discussions, mind-bending insights, and jaw-dropping stories from the cryptoverse. Now, before we kick things off, let's make one thing crystal clear. This podcast is strictly for entertainment purposes. None of the content you hear is financial advice. I repeat, not financial advice. I'm just a crypto enthusiast sharing my thoughts, experience, and yes, even my occasional moonshot predictions. So buckle up, strap in, and get ready for a wild ride through the ever-evolving world of crypto. We'll explore the latest trends, uncover hidden gems, and maybe even decode the secret messages hidden in the blockchain. Remember, my fellow crypto aficionados, always do your own research. The crypto space is like a wild west. You need to be your own sheriff. Seek knowledge, stay curious, and let's navigate this digital frontier together. So grab your headphones, crank up the volume, and get ready to be immersed in the world of Crypto Chat with Chapo. Prepare to laugh, learn, and maybe even have your mind blown. Let's get this party started. And welcome to the pod, everybody. This is Crypto Chat with Chapo, episode number 396. Rolling in on this March 22nd, 2024. Going to be talking a little bit about some things in the space that I've been questioning lately. And, you know, it's a little bit of a conspiracy theory-ish. I wouldn't even call it that. And I touched on this topic before, and I have sort of changed my view from time to time after recording a really strong passionate podcast, but I'm going to get back into that after we take a look at what's going on in the market price-wise. Bitcoin still, you know, it's taken a little bit of a dip since we hit those all-time highs again recently. However, if we look across the last 7 days, Bitcoin's down 5%. It's down nearly 1%. In the last hour, it's down 4.2% in the last 24 hours. We have seen that dip in the markets. It's probably just a healthy correction. However, you know, there are things that we're not sure about, world events that could really make an impact here on prices. I believe the general consensus in the market is that we are probably in the very early stages of a bull run, which is exciting considering where the price of Bitcoin is right now. Now, there is always the possibility that this has just been a bear market rally and all of it's going to get absolutely crushed as other forces bring it down. I don't know. We'll have a crystal ball. But with the halving coming up, I have a tendency to believe that we are going to build from here, even though we might have some pullbacks like we've seen across the last, you know, week or so. We'll see. Bitcoin is trading at 64,270. Ethereum down 7% in the last 7 days, trading at 3,406. That is interesting, and it is going to tie into what I want to talk a little bit about in this pod. Ethereum Foundation apparently is being investigated by some entity. And the Ethereum Foundation has acknowledged this, but they also had been told apparently not to discuss any of the particulars about it. And the sense is Ethereum is, certain entities are going to reclassify or attempt to reclassify Ethereum. In the crypto space, there had been tokens that have been classified as commodities. such as Bitcoin. Ethereum is classified as a commodity and not a security. I believe even ADA, Cardano was, Solana was. I can't remember which other ones were, but there were a few. And this is a big surprise, because Ethereum is trying to do their own ETF. Well, Ethereum isn't. Investors are. I don't think Ethereum Foundation necessarily wants that. Maybe they do. I have no idea. Maybe this is all tied into that so that they can make some sort of ETF. I don't know, but it is weird. And I'm not sure what is going on the regulation side. Solana has dipped. You know, it was in the 200s. It has since dropped down. It's 172.75, which is insane, as it didn't feel like it was that long ago that it was trading at like $8. And, you know, been all over the place, and whether I thought Solana could survive. Well, clearly it has, at least for the time being. XRP at 61 cents, which is about flat across the last 7 days. Doge at 15 cents, a little bit down in 7 days, 2%. But last 24 hours, it's up 2.8. Cardano at 62 cents. Avalanche has been looking pretty strong at 54.82. Once again, not too long ago, that was at $5. Polkadot at 9. Chainlink at 17. Matic just under a dollar. Uniswap at 11. Near Protocol has been looking pretty good, trading at 6.68. Aptos up 25% in the last 7 days. You know, I've messed around on the Aptos chain a little bit, and I didn't choose to stay there even after the airdrop, because honestly, there just wasn't much happening on the chain. But the price has really stayed pretty darn consistent when it comes to Aptos. ICP trading at $13, which is looking strong. Arbitrum was at $2. It has slid down. It's $1.62. Immutable X is down at $2.77. Phantom, I'm telling you, if you go back and listen to my old shows, I told everybody, Phantom is going to be a sleeper big play in the market, and it is trading at $1.20, which is up almost 60% in the last 7 days. I was talking about how much I believed in it when it was at 17 cents and everybody had stopped talking about it. I believe they're making some changes to the protocol that will make it faster and cheaper. We'll see how it goes for them. Pepe down 14%, but trading at a whopping $3 billion. Remember when I said, I don't know if we should get into this token at $300 million anymore? I mean, I guess I was kind of wrong about that, but I will say, you know, this Pepe one is kind of leads me into what I really did want to talk about today, which can be, this could be a touchy subject, honestly. One of my earlier podcasts, I did a show, a pretty scathing show on, as my most popular show. I didn't really intend it to be that way, but that's the way it was, on this NFT project called Schizo Posters. And the artwork on those posters were great. I really did like them. But inside of those, in that artwork, there were some things that I really wasn't feeling comfortable with that could easily be construed as, gosh, I don't even know the right word, basically like 3D prints of handguns and information on mixing chemicals that could kill people, you know, just stuff that I really didn't feel comfortable about. And, you know, I came out pretty strong against the project. And then, you know, through some time and reflection and listening to other people's response to that podcast, I did change my viewpoint a little bit, in that, you know, it is art, and, you know, I don't have to necessarily like it. And some of it I don't for, you know, personal reasons, but I also believe it's a person's right to own that kind of artwork. It's, you know, to each his own. Well, how I'm going to circle it back around is that we're seeing a lot of tokens in the Solana ecosystem, which has been the most popular right now. That's where everybody ran to. I didn't chase anything there because I'm happy with what I hold and I'm not really interested in chasing meme coins right now. But these tokens that are coming out are, could easily be labeled or placed into hate group categories, you know, generally considered racist terms. You could make the argument very easily that it is anti-Semitic for a lot of these tokens by their name. And I feel uncomfortable about it. One, I don't necessarily like that, but I do honestly think that it's within a right of someone to create such a token. Now, whether you want to buy it or not, also still in my opinion within your right. I don't have to necessarily like it. I'm not buying it. That's on you. Are people going to get rich on it? Absolutely. Absolutely. My concern here, and it was the same concern I had about the Schizo posters, and I don't really think enough people have really considered it enough. By holding, let's say, tokens that are considered anti-Semitic, does that place the owner into that category? And some people could simply say, no, it doesn't. Right? That could be what people believe. But the real question is, can governments apply that in an investigation? For example, let's say we have a certain hate group, insert whatever hate group you want, it doesn't really matter, and they are being investigated by the government for crimes, hate crimes, whatever it may be, and they discover that members of this hate group launched a crypto token. And maybe they use those funds to propagate their hate, whatever it may be. Create your own scenario, but the scenario has to include potentially a hate group launching this, people buying the token, and in that greater investigation, can owners that simply hold something be locked in to that group? And is that a danger? Once again, I want to be clear that people can launch whatever token they want. People can own whatever token they want. That doesn't make a difference to me. My concern would be how large of a net could, in theory, the government cast in an investigation of hate groups or even illegal groups. If you look at the case of CZ from Binance, you know, he's going to serve a jail sentence because he wasn't complying with know your customer laws or anti-money laundering laws. So he goes to jail, right? When we don't know the whole story. Recall back to Tornado Cash developer who creates this protocol to mix funds so that they can be obscured. And that doesn't necessarily mean illegal. Can it be used for illegal purposes? Absolutely. But so can a legally purchased handgun, right? So can chemicals that you buy at the hardware store, right? Those things can all be used in an illegal manner. Powers that be went after the developer of this Tornado Cash token and put them in jail. A computer coder that writes code. They also blacklisted several domains that may or may not have used Tornado Cash. And once again, obscuring where your funds going is not in itself evil. There could be lots of reasons why. Maybe you don't want people to know what's in your wallet. Maybe you want to obscure what tokens you're buying. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons, legal reasons, that you could want to do that. I'm just not sure that provoking powers that be with hate tokens, by their definition, and mine too, to be fair enough, is necessarily the kind of attention that we really desire in the crypto space if we really believe this is something that could change a lot of things in a positive way. And potentially, there's always at least the possibility, that, you know, there are people at play that are doing this intentionally to discredit the industry. And I don't know if that's true, but it is definitely possible. Anyhow, something to think about on this weekend. Be careful trading out there. I think the Solana market is starting to cool a little bit. To me, there seems to be some token exhaustion when you are moving from, what is it, whiff dog hat or hat dog whiff hat, one of those slurf, etc., the bone, BOME, the book of memes. When you go from that into these, descending into these tokens that I think they're just bringing the wrong eyes into the crypto space. Freedom to do whatever you want, in my opinion there, but I'm not sure it's good for us. Thank you for listening today. This has been Crypto Chat with Chapo. I think we're at episode number 396. Thank you for joining me today. Be safe trading out there, as always. Take some time to disconnect from everything, be in the present moment. Definitely go out and go for a walk. Take in the nature. I had a good time refilling my bird feeders last night. Yes, I'm nerdy like that. And putting out the nuts for my squirrels. Do something out in nature if you can this weekend. Until next time, this is Chapo. Have an amazing day.
And that concludes another electrifying episode of Crypto Chat with Chapo. Thank you all for tuning in and joining me on this wild journey through the crypto cosmos. Remember, none of the content we discussed here is financial advice, so always conduct your own due diligence. If you enjoyed today's episode and want to stay connected with crypto community, be sure to hit that subscribe button and follow me on your favorite podcast platform. You can also follow me on Twitter at EL_Chapo_GB. Together, we'll continue to unravel the mysteries of blockchain, uncover new opportunities, and share our excitement for all things crypto. As always, keep those wallets secure, those private keys safe, and may your crypto portfolio thrive in the ever-changing market. Until next time, this is Chapo signing off. Stay edgy, stay informed, and stay crypto. Cheers.